Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام مرارة الدنيا حلاوة الآخرة وحلاوة الدنيا مرارة الآخرة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "The sourness of this world is the sweetness of the next world, while the sweetness of this world is the sourness of the next one."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIP English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the things that we find in this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea of keeping an oath, about keeping a promise. Now, this is really something that is important, and the more you talk about it, the more you realize how important it is. Now, just to kind of start off, you know, sometimes, you know, we have this idea in our minds that, well, You know, keeping a promise means that you kind of have a contractual promise, right? So, for example, either you write down somewhere, I promise that I will do so and so. Well, that's a promise. Well, of course, that's a promise. Now, on the other hand, you actually verbally, for example, say, I promise that I will do so and so, or that I won't do so and so, right? And of course, that's also a promise. But sometimes there's very subtle ways of promising things that we don't take into consideration. So we say that, you know, yeah, don't worry about it, I'll do such and such. Or yeah, don't worry about it, I won't do that, you know. Or for example, well, I guess that is an example right there. Now, these were promises. This was a kind of oath that you have given to somebody, and you have to fulfill that oath. It's really interesting, in many places and in many traditions and many sayings, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talked about this and he really emphasized this idea of keeping our promises. And so when an infallible emphasizes to such an extent a certain something, whatever that is, that shows you the importance of that thing. And here we're talking about keeping promises to the point where Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that promises are like chains that will be around our necks on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah. And so these promises that we make in this world, they will be, as we said, these chains on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. And if we fulfill those promises in this world, then we will be free of those chains. But if we don't fulfill those promises, these chains will stay upon us. And of course, it will make the day of judgment much more difficult and harder for us. May Allah protect us and forgive us, not only on that day, but in this world as well, if we haven't kept our promises. And it makes sense, dear brothers and sisters. Promises that are made are this fundamental aspect of society, you know. And so, for example, when promises are broken, then you will find that slowly but surely, not only will the family, at the family level, at the societal level, and at the communal level, at the community level, at the national level, at the global level, at every single one of these levels, the system and the order and the discipline will break down. Why will it break down? Because promises are being broken. So, for example, I promise to pay somebody on a certain day. Now, that person is relying on that promise. That person that goes and then promises and guarantees something else to someone else, and then that person to someone else, and then that person to someone else. And so promises create a domino effect. If you aren't able to do something, please make sure and let the other person know that there's a likelihood or there's a chance that it might not happen. But if you promise something, then try your best to abide by your promises. Inshallah, may the Almighty Allah help us and protect us. A beautiful, profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
It must have been very important for Ali to make wasiyyat and address it to all. This was not the normal wasiyyat that a person makes about himself and his family and what is to be done with my estate after I pass away. This is a wasiyyat which has been included in Nahjul Balagha by Sayyid Razi in the third section of the book, part of, you know, the short sayings. This is number 47. And there he mentions advices for us. Then he says, Wallahu Wallahu fi jiranikum. He says, remember Allah regarding your neighbors, because your Nabi used to do the prayer, the advice about kindness to neighbors to the extent ظَنَّنَّ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُمْ. We thought a time will come that he will make the neighbors part of the group of the heirs, that they also will have part of the estate. That was the emphasis that the Prophet had about kindness to the neighbors. Then Ali comes to what is known as specific religious matters. He says, وَاللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ لَا يُسْبِقُكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ بِهِ غَيْرُكُمْ. He says, I remind you of Allah. I remind you of Allah regarding the Qur'an. It shouldn't happen that others go ahead of you in acting on the Qur'an. Yes, we read the Qur'an. Yes, we make sure our children learn how to read the Qur'an properly. We go to the process of having our makhraj correct. We even go to the extent of memorizing the surah of the Qur'an. These are all good things. But all these things are just like doing wudu and then not doing namaz. In relation to Qur'an, what is that act of namaz? Al-amal bihi. To act, to live according to Qur'an. Everything we learn about Qur'an, recitation, makhraj, tafsir, memorization, everything is there so that we may be able to act and live by the Qur'an. And it's amazing that when Ali says, لَا يُسْبِقُكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ بِهِ غَيْرُكُمْ, he's warning us, saying that it shouldn't be that others go ahead of you. It means there is a possibility that others might look at the Qur'an, learn lessons from it, and implement it in their own lives. Whereas we would just have the Qur'an, but there was no implementation.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.